Good morning and welcome to Cleveland, everybody. And no, it is not hot in Cleveland. Watch. See my breath? See that? And look at this. Look what I found. Yeah, snow. How awesome is that? In Cleveland. Yeah. And you know what? It's actually the hottest day. I say hot, relatively speaking. It's the hottest day of like the last six or seven. So here's how it went. Snow came down all over the place. And if you look up in the stands, you can see all the snow. And just this is for all the fans in Houston. This is what actually what happens if you do open the roof. There's a possibility of getting snow in your seat. And I know you don't want that during the game. And the Browns fans are going to have to deal with that. And you got people shoveling snow. And you got people dropping rock salt to try and melt it. So it snowed for about 3 days straight. And then we got here yesterday. We actually saw the sun. And then today is supposed to be the warmest day of all up until about 4 o'clock. At the end of the game, and then the snow is actually coming back in. Now, I've never been – okay, pause it. Here we go. Watch. Oh, look at this. We got an escapee on the field. Look, he's got a shirt. Oh, he got taken down. Oh, my goodness. This is before the game. How awesome is that? Oh, my goodness. He was making a break for it. He got to the 10. He got to the 5, and then all of a sudden, wham, he got that was fantastic. See, you can't get that energy, man. I hate to say it. You just don't have that happen. But in Cleveland, you definitely can have something like that happen. That was awesome. That was well worth the interruption, no doubt about it. We got snow. We got cold breath. And we got your Texans back on the field today taking on the Cleveland Browns. Let's go make our entrance and take a look at what this stadium looks like coming from where the Texans will enter today, hopefully for a win against the Browns. All right, we're down in the bowels getting ready to enter, kind of like Vontae Mack and Ray Jennings. See, that's one of the reasons why I really wish Arian Foster were playing today, because he'd be very conflicted because, see, his alter ego, Ray Jennings, would be on one side, but Arian Foster would be on the other. But it doesn't appear Arian's going to play, but no inside information at this point. But when the Texans do come out, we're going to be coming out right through this tunnel. And you can see one of the nice things.
This is how you should dress.
Exactly. When you're in Cleveland.
T-shirt, not like this.
Look at this. Look at this guy. This is the guy that takes care of all of our Texans right there. Jeff Kaplan right there. That's how he's dressed. Me? No. I'm not going to be dressed like that. But when they come through the tunnel, it's going to be beautiful. You got fireplaces going up on the scoreboard over there to make you feel like it's warm. You got beautiful screens. I'll tell you what. We were talking about this before the game. AFC North stadiums. Between Heinz Field and Pittsburgh, where we were a couple weeks ago, this one, man, these are nice stadiums that they've redone over the last 10 to 15 years. And, of course, the two we haven't been to, I haven't been to, Baltimore and Cincinnati. Yeah, those would be for down the road. And, well, hopefully in a playoff run, we'd maybe see those two teams. But that's for a later day. Let's take care of this one. But Field's in great, great shape. Great shape. As good a shape as you could possibly be. And it's in such good shape that Ben Jones has decided, kind of like Jeff Kaplan, it's not that cold. He's in his customary no socks, no shoes arrangement that he has every single pregame. Doesn't matter where we are. Ben Jones will never have shoes on before the game. Then he puts them on for the game because he's only mandated by the NFL to do that. Hey, we are on the scene in Cleveland getting ready for an exciting game kicking off at noon. Hopefully you will be there. Go to HoustonTexans.com. Get all of our great information, all of our write-ups, all of our videos. We are definitely on the scene. Watch. Now, see, it's warming up. Our breath is starting to leave. We're on the scene in Cleveland. Next week, we'll be back home where it definitely won't be like this. See you then, everybody.